What kicked me off on this audio exploration of academic multimedia? Two things. First, and proximal cause, when I reported that my colleagues and I had been asked if we could give workshops on technology-enhanced learning, the suggestion was scoffed. Why give workshops when you could do a series of 3-minute talking heads? But the deeper underlying cause has been my interest in academic multimedia and dialogue, even dialogism in learning. On the face of it, dialogue and the 3-minute recorded talk appear to be the antithesis of one another. I ramble out a monologue, you can't talk back, I don't know if you listen and can't hear you shouting at the radio. Like shouting at the radio and calling it political engagement, exercising a jerked knee at a podcast can hardly be deep learning. But there is rhetoric here. Despite Ingram's implication that valorized academic argument might be restricted to print, I disagree. Although there are powerful forces arrayed in print against a rebirth of dialogue in other media, it should be able to be done, but it will depend on big changes. Change is welcomed when it transfers power and wealth from the less powerful to the more powerful, narrowing and elevating an ever smaller elite. And to the extent that tell and academic multimedia play into this game, they are welcome by that elite. But can academic multimedia be a challenge or even a life preserver? I think it depends on the media or medium, and that is the teacher. A medium, a mediator, a holder of space between, not a gatekeeper so much as a guide and a prop when the walls start falling in. I am a teacher of teachers, a role that is often rejected by those it is purported to help, those who can do, those who can't teach, and those who can't teach, teach teachers. I walk that chalk line and use all I know to hold the space where teachers grow. Why give workshops? Because holding academic multimedia space is hard work. I'm inviting you to talk back and, wait for it, in the next episode there will be a form.